Good morning. This is Wyoming Debrief from Wyoming Public Radio News. It's Friday, May 22nd. I'm your host, Charles Pelkey, with these news updates from around Wyoming. The opening of a section of the iconic Beartooth Highway on the eastern side of Yellowstone is delayed due to a winter storm. The stretch from Chief Joseph Scenic Byway to the Montana state line will open on Saturday morning, conditions permitting, and not today as originally scheduled. Road crews are cleaning heavy snow drifts from across the road, and they'll continue to monitor the weather and open it as soon as is practical and safe for travel. Be prepared for winter driving conditions, have flexible travel plans, and watch for quickly changing weather conditions. You can check for road status updates on the websites of the Montana and Wyoming Departments of Transportation. Damage from wildfires costs hundreds of billions of dollars annually in the U.S. As the Mountain West News Bureau's Murphy Woodhouse reports, new research shows that prescribed fires and other treatments can prevent some of that loss.
It's well known that prescribed fire can bring significant ecological benefits and help reduce the risk of catastrophic wildfire. But a pair of new papers tries to put some dollar figures to the impacts. One of the studies found that over 7 recent years, U.S. Forest Service projects helped communities avoid $2.8 billion in harm.
So for every dollar that the Forest Service spends, we find that the public saves $3.75 in property loss, smoke and health impacts from wildfire smoke, and carbon emissions.
That's Frederick Strabo, lead author on both of the papers. But the researchers also found that not all prescribed fires and other projects are created equal. And in general, the research shows that the larger they are, the more likely they are to have positive impacts. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Murphy Woodhouse.
Students around Wyoming sent in their best drawings for a poster contest celebrating native plants. Wyoming Public Radio's Hannah Haberman got the inside scoop from one of the winners.
Izzy Clark loves cherries. That's what inspired her to make a poster about choke cherries. She's an eighth grader at Pinedale Middle School.
I might have, like, picked one up and showed them to my mom and asked if I could eat them. Then I kind of learned, like, where to actually find them more through this contest.
The poster features a branch bursting with the fruit, next to fun facts about how the plant benefits humans and other critters. There's also a big glass jar of chokecherry jam with two birds sitting on a golden lid. Clark says making art really helps her calm down.
If there's, like, something stressful going on in my life, I'm able to use art to distract me from that. The internet just kind of makes me more stressed.
She's one of three students taking home the top prize for the Wyoming Native Plant Society's annual poster contest. The winning posters will be on display at public libraries around the state from June through November. For Wyoming Public Radio, I'm Hannah Haberman.
The north rim of the Grand Canyon reopened over the weekend after last year's devastating wildfires. As Alex Hager reports for the Mountain West News Bureau, some businesses and trails are back, but fire damage is hard to miss.
The Dragon Bravo fire destroyed about 145,000 acres and a famous historic hotel, so visitors to the reopened viewpoints and hiking trails need to manage their expectations. Melinda Rush Marshall manages the Jacob Lake Inn, a hotel on the North Rim.
There is going to be fire damage, and I think for some people that's hard to see, but what they're going to experience is seeing all of the range of fire, you know, that you'll have low-intensity burn, medium-intensity, and high-intensity.
Rush Marshall says she was surprised to see a lot of international visitors after increased admission prices to the national park. She says June and July are busy times on the North Rim, where it's about 20 degrees cooler than the valley. Alex Hager, Phoenix.
And a quick reminder, the deadline for qualified Wyoming homeowners to apply for the property tax refund program is coming up on June 1st. It's open to Wyoming residents of at least 5 years who earn a household income less than about $114,000. The state estimates the average refund on last year's taxes will be about $771, though it will vary by county. To find out if you qualify and to apply, contact your local county treasurer or the Wyoming Department of Revenue. And here's Ivy Engel with a lighter look at Wyoming news.
This is Around Wyoming. Here are some stories from around the state. Casper kids who couldn't attend high school prom still got a chance to dance the night away thanks to some locals. Oil City News reports when community member Jen Johnston Moore saw a Facebook post from a current student expressing sadness and confusion at being told her boyfriend couldn't attend her senior prom, Johnston Moore took matters into her own hands. She and her high school sidekick Kylie Wall put on a rebel formal. Oil City Beer Company donated a space and a GoFundMe furnished the snacks and drinks. Records were set this graduation season. The Gillette News Record reports a record 40 Campbell County students walked across the stage with not only their high school diplomas, but their associate degree from Gillette College. The Rock Springs Rocket Miner reports Western Wyoming Community College graduated its largest class in recent memory, with 472 students earning 607 credentials. Students at Westside Elementary School in Powell have a sturdy new place to store their playground equipment. The Powell Tribune reports PE teacher Luke Robertson approached Northwest College's welding department for a fix to their current flimsy racks. Student Daniel Yoder donated his time to create four new racks for the school. For Wyoming Public Radio, I'm Ivy Engel.
And here's today's Wyoming trivia question. How many major Wyoming elections were decided by a coin flip? Send your answer to wyomingdebrief@gmail.com or by message on Instagram or Facebook. We'll give a shout out to the first person with the right answer. As for yesterday's trivia question, when was the last time the Yellowstone supervolcano had a super eruption? Well, the last time the Yellowstone caldera experienced a massive explosion is estimated to have occurred 631,000 years ago. It was the third major eruption detected, the first of which occurred more than 2 million years ago. And the last time Yellowstone saw any significant activity, lava flow and ash clouds and such, was roughly 70,000 years ago. But some say the supervolcano is overdue for another major eruption, but geologists say there's no indication that we'll ever be seeing one in our lifetimes. Which is good, because if that thing does go off, it would wipe out most life in the western U.S. and affect life around the planet for years. Huh. What a relief. Congratulations to Jürgen Becker, the first to offer the correct answer. Well, that's it for today. Thank you for joining me, Charles Palke, on Wyoming Debrief this morning. Have a great Memorial Day weekend, and join me again on Tuesday.